This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and
Send
Amir.
Send your questions here. It's Jake and Amir that make your problems disappear. If you got a problem, they'll solve it. Check out this hook while the two Jews resolve it.
We should be getting more a cappella theme songs.
Well, that wasn't enough.
If I were you.
I actually don't know if we've used that one before. I was searching for songs, and this is a good shout out if you're sitting on some theme songs, or you have one in the can, or if you have one in your head, now's the time.
If you have one in your head, that's absolutely perfect. You don't even need an instrument. Voice note, a cappella style.
Bingo, bingo,
fire it off.
So I don't know if we've used that one before. I just found it deep in the recess of our email submissions. I'm sure a super fan out there would be like, actually used that in episode 314.
It doesn't sound familiar to me, but I guess...
It didn't sound familiar to me either.
Yeah.
That one was from Colton Hardy.
Colton Hardy.
My friend Speddy Eds and I have a SoundCloud with some funny songs for adults with such hit jams as Toe Jam. Baker's Delight.
Cool.
Bathtub Blues.
Okay.
And Fat and Ugly.
Nice.
And you can see it on their SoundCloud, which is C-Hard and Speddy Eds, or soundcloud.com/Colton Hardy.
Perfect.
So, you know, if you want more, now you know how to find them.
Love it.
We're back in the lab/studio in the same room in L.A.
That's right.
You got a full couch that you're sitting on.
I'm just relaxed.
It's weird that your shoes are still on, though, because you're not fully relaxed unless your shoes are, you're sliding them off. Okay. Now it's a lot better, right?
Yeah, it feels really cozy.
So he's like, for those of you just listening.
Curled up.
Yeah. If you're, you can watch this on our YouTube channel in stunning HD.
That's right.
But if you're just listening like an old school fan, Jake is posted up on the couch, sort of sitting like a lady in a boyfriend hoodie with a cup of coffee on a cold day who's gabbing with a friend. Yeah, he's sort of coyishly chewing on one of the strings of his hoodie, sort of twirling it now, almost like a kitty cat, and he's like having fun a little bit with it. He's giggling and he's putting his hoodie up and he's sort of being a cute little boy girl, and he's sort of like sheepishly waving.
Oh,
he just sneezed. A spider just came out of his nose.
Shit.
Oh my god. Okay, he's vomiting now. He looks really ill. He looks really nasty out. All right, he's back.
Yeah.
We're back. This is If I Were You and Vice Pod, the only one on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
Indeed.
And you're Jake. And
yep.
We're going to do some lightning round action today.
We are.
We're trying.
I've got my phone here.
Some days we get through one question. Other days we try to get through fucking 1,000.
Yes.
I sent you, we solicited these questions on our Instagram.
That's right.
We have an Instagram, Jake and Amir on Instagram.
That's right.
And we didn't ask us almost anything. Obviously, there are some things that are way too off color, too soon, too blue to actually address, but we got some good ones.
Mateus Reba says too personal.
So, exactly.
Some things are a bit.
Yeah. A little too personal.
It's off limits. We're not going to go there.
Yes, and nor should we. We don't need to go there. Because we don't need to work blue.
Leah Foster actually, right off the bat, says, should I get tickets to New York City HeadGum Happy Hour?
Yes, on the 27th of January.
Well, unfortunately, it's all sold out now.
Really?
I don't know. I'm kind of projecting that because we're recording it on.
Yeah, you know, like the 6th, we've only released one. And this is coming out, I think, the 16th.
Right. whatever. But yeah, so it might be sold out by the time this one comes out. Correct. So maybe we have to promote it. Maybe we don't. Maybe
I think we will. About so headgum.com/live.
Unfortunately, it's sold out.
Assume it's not sold out.
Don't even bother going to the URL.
Few tickets available. headgum.com/live. Yes, you should come.
Cameron Mona. Amir, did you have braces? Your teeth look great.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, someone who's sitting near him, they don't. but you did have braces.
Adjusting a lot of back cracks.
Ah, shit.
You did have a retainer, though. Yeah, I actually had braces. Much like everything in life, I had braces too late. So I got them in 10th grade.
That is
most
very
people
late.
Get them off.
That's when I got them on. Off.
Yeah, I got them on. And I was told that they would only last 2 years. Of course, that's not how it works. I shouldn't say I, but my parents sprung for the clear braces.
Oh, nice.
They didn't want metal face.
Right.
So I had clear braces.
Yeah.
Which I think the rubber bands, top and bottom.
Clear braces, I think, are a little worse because, like, if I see metal, I'm like, I know you have braces. And then, but
clear,
if I see, it's like, something,
teeth.
What's going on? Your teeth are waving.
Yeah.
What's
and
going on there?
And I would, like, eat top ramen and, like, the clear and the rubber bands would get dyed yellow. So it was just not a good look for anyone.
Yeah.
By the time I was a senior in high school, still had the braces, and it was getting to the point where I was going to need them in college still. I'm like, orthodontist, doctor, dentist, I need to cut you off.
Yeah.
Enough
this is
enough.
Good enough.
Because it was like, maybe next month, maybe next month, maybe next month. I'm like, it's August. I'm turning 19 soon. I can't have braces in college. And he's like, you have to sign something that says we weren't done. So if there's like a problem down the line, you absolve us of it. But we'll take them off if you want us to.
It seems.
And I'm like, yes. I can't fathom a world where I go to freshman year of college. Now, in retrospect, I should have just kept them until they were done. I don't know what kind of long-term damage I did just to not have braces in college.
Which, I think one of the things important, freshman year, showing up with braces, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah,
even
I didn't
now,
at the
even
time,
in retrospect, yeah, I in think retrospect, you made the right decision.
Yeah.
I'm like, would you get Invisalign? Just because, to be clear, your teeth are pretty fucked up.
Well, my teeth are straight amongst each other, but my bite isn't correct.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. So, like, if you look at this, like, you want the top two teeth and the bottom-centered ones to line up.
Right.
I don't have that.
No, not even close.
No. Like, if I line it up, it's, like, way off. The bite is not correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would I get Invisalign to fix that? As of now, I don't feel like I need to, but I guess I would in general.
Yeah. Jill actually got Invisalign. And they told her it was going to be like 6 months or something. She was supposed to get it off. I forget when she got it on, but I think it was like they said 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Which basically feels like nothing.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, it'll be off by the time you go to Italy, which we went to in July. She
6 months ago.
Just finished last week.
Yeah. Is it noticeably different than it was a year ago?
I think for her, yes.
Was it a bite thing or was it a straight teeth?
I think it was maybe a little bit of a both. I don't think the thing is, at the dentist, they'll say anything to get you to give them the cash for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make a lot of cash.
The Invisalign,
so they'll tell you
thousands.
Your bite is bad. They'll tell you that your teeth are crowding. They'll tell you that your mouth is. They also do this thing at the dentist, which I really don't like. We talk about dentists a lot, but I think they're fucking scam artists. You don't really know anything about your teeth, and they do look gross if you shine a light and a mirror on them.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they'll often just be like, can I show you something?
Yeah.
And they make me open my mouth. They shine the light. They make me look in a mirror. And they're like, do you see how it's like that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it
in
is nasty.
In the dark recess of your
but,
mouth.
But, like, you could easily show me something and be like, and that's looking a lot better. That's looking normal. I just be like, okay, it looks nasty to me, but great.
I've never seen what it looks like behind my back molar, so I'll take your word for it.
They show me that, and then they're like, yeah, like, your teeth are really bad. They're going to keep on going in and keep on like caving in on themselves.
Right.
So unless you give me, you know, $5,000, we'll do Invisalign for you. And it'll take 6 months. And then on month six, they're like, well, no, we need a few more months of this.
Right.
But then you're in the middle. You're,
you can't
you
say
know,
no at that point.
In for a penny, in for a pound. So you
also
up,
like you, some people are like, we can remove this tooth to fix this crowding. And then some dentists are like, you should never do that. It's like, well, this person says I definitely should. And you say I definitely shouldn't. So what am I supposed to
do
now?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert. So I have to just blindly believe one of you and hope that it works out for the best.
So I'm not going to do the Invisalign, but I might.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to fix my bite. My
front teeth kind of cross over each other.
Yeah. And it started to get more and more and more.
And I don't know if it really is or if they're just kind of like, you know, putting that in my brain.
Right.
Have my teeth really started? Am I going to be 80 and they'll be like completely
folded against each other?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know either.
I don't think so.
Fortunately, we have videos of us, one video a week for 15 years. So like we can actually track our teeth progress if necessary.
Yeah.
So when you look at pictures of you from like 2007, are
my teeth have always been the same. Yeah. I got my braces off when I was in 10th grade, right around 16.
Yeah.
I wore the retainer for 2 weeks and then my dog ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And
his teeth are awesome.
Yeah. My dog ate it and I didn't get an orthodontist appointment for another month.
Uh-huh.
In that time, my teeth shifted back. I got the new molds of my crooked teeth and I wore the retainer for a while. But
oh, that you're still wearing a retainer?
No, no, not anymore. God, I wore the retainer until like maybe until I went to college. Maybe I took it.
And then nothing ever since.
Yeah.
No grind guards or anything like
that. No, no.
You don't grind in your sleep or anything like that.
No.
I'm a grinder.
Yeah.
I mean, the guard.
It'd be nice. If I could snap my fingers and have my teeth all be perfectly straight, I think I would. But
that'd
it doesn't seem like it's worth.
Obviously, that would be great.
Yeah.
If you could do the snapping. Yeah, it just seems so archaic and old.
Actually,
we need to move your teeth.
Do the snapping. Hold on.
Wow. It's perfect. It's beautiful for thinking teeth. What's a food or meal you could eat every day, asked Jason Serrano, and is it spaghetti with cranberry sauce?
Is that from a video? Must have been.
Yeah, or a podcast where I was suggesting it. It's like not that much crazier than tomato sauce.
Oh, actually, I have a spaghetti hack that Jill cooked the other night. It was very, very good.
Which is?
We didn't have any tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any tomato sauce.
Uh-huh.
But we just cooked noodles and poured in tomato soup.
Hmm.
And it worked.
Was it thick enough?
Yeah, it was. I mean, she like cooked down some onion and garlic.
Yeah.
And like put some spinach in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Parmesan. It was definitely thick enough. It was delicious.
Could you eat it every day for the rest of your life though?
I could eat Annie's macaroni and cheese every single day for the rest of my life. No problem. No issue. I'd look forward to it every single day.
So what's stopping you from doing that?
I don't think it's healthy. It's an indulgence and I enjoy Annie's about once every 2 to 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
2 to 3 months?
Yeah.
That's pretty rare for something you can eat every single day.
Yeah. And I mean, if there was a time when I would have Annie's every single Sunday night. And there was a time before that where I had it every single night. When I first moved to New York, I cooked myself Annie's every single night for dinner, unless I got a burrito.
Never got sick of it.
No. And I still never, and I truly never will. I also don't think I'd ever get sick of the smoothie from Backyard Bowls.
Yeah, that's a good smoothie.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping you coming back to LA.
Yeah. A smoothie is something that I actually do have every single day, pretty much.
All right. Which one?
Wait, what about you?
That's actually too personal.
Fair.
At what age did you stop sitting to pee, if ever? Danny DeFrito.
I don't know when I stopped. I definitely started sitting to pee again when I was like 30.
You started full time.
Not full time.
But at home?
If it's like late at night, I don't want to like turn on a light because I'm afraid I'll wake up too much. Mm-hmm. So I'll like get up from bed, sit to pee. Sometimes in the early morning, sit to pee.
50% sit to pee.
I'd say 20%. Maybe even less than that. It depends where I am.
Really?
I guess like if I'm at home and I'm like on my computer doing a lot of like emails, Slacks, etc.
Yeah.
And then I'm like gonna get up and go pee, I'll grab my phone, sit to pee, and use my phone for social things and then go back. So if it feels like a sit pee is like I want to be on my phone the amount that I normally would if like someone were shitting.
Yeah.
But I don't do a phone shit.
You don't do a phone shit?
Yeah, I shit without my phone.
Interesting. And what are you doing on there? Just on the toilet, just thinking about stuff? Or
I don't have to sit very long to shit.
Sit to shit.
I mean, it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're wiping. It's like, why would you? It feels nasty to me to like sit down, shit, look at your phone, and then like grab your hand and wipe shit.
Oh, interesting.
And then like your phone's in your hand. It's like, I want to have my hands clean.
I did the, I made the fatal flaw of wiping my ass with my phone once.
Fatal flaw. Because you died
that
of food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm just like, because you're, you know, you're on your phone yeah. and you're wiping your ass. And then you're like, oh, hold on one second.
Right. And you didn't even notice until the next day, right?
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah, because you're like, I got fucking Instagram to look at. Scroll.
Smearing shit all over my phone. Shit. And then I put it in my pocket. Yeah. And then there's
going
shit
horizontal.
On my pocket. It falls on my nose.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you know, when I shit, there's full logs, like, right. every time I wipe.
Unbroken logs.
There was
Snake.
An unbroken log of shit yeah, on my
like
phone
a caterpillar.
For a week.
It's, what's that game we used to play, Snake Game?
Yeah, Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what was the game, the one where you, like, would go around and get the balls that made your snake longer?
Yeah,
what's
Snake.
It called? It's called Snake?
Yeah, it's called Snake. All right, like, great. On the Nokia phone?
No, not that one.
Not that one.
It was the one that we would play on this phone. Remember?
It was remember. A snake game on
it
your
It was the
phone.
One that I was, me and Riley were competing and I was the goat. That
Oh, right.
Snake block. Yeah. Snake first blocks. Where you're, it was snakes first blocks.
Right, and you were trying to get the blocks.
Yeah.
Right.
You would like get numbers that would make your snake longer.
That's
and then
right.
you go through the block with the lowest number because that would take the amount of
Away.
Balls from your snake.
Right. That was like the next evolution of the snake game.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you gotten addicted to a phone game recently?
No.
Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
That was after Crossy Roads.
Yeah, after Crossy Roads. that was the last thing. I haven't gotten addicted to any games except for Animal Crossing since then. And then that was
the Switch.
That was the Switch. And then I got rid of the Switch. I switched that off.
How was your island?
At the end, it was a ramshackle, rundown piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was in Nook's pocket for thousands and thousands of bells.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out from under his thumb.
Shane Rover asks, which College Humor friend do each of you keep in closest contact with?
Which College Humor friend?
Yeah.
I mean, probably you.
I would say Streeter.
You talk to Streeter? I haven't talked to him in months. He doesn't. He's not really on his phone. He doesn't return texts. You know that.
Well, do you have his new number?
Yeah. 917 273.
Not 917. He moved. Do you have his new address?
I have his new address. He was. What?
I don't think
one,
so.
One, two.
I actually got dinner with the whole crew the other night. I was in New York.
Really?
And we all sort of did a tweet up.
Well, not the whole crew, because I don't think Dan is there.
Dan was there.
Jeff is not around in New York.
Back.
Jeff's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I wonder. Because I'm there.
Yeah.
Are you on a group thread? Because it's all green for me.
You still hang out with the janitor from 349 Broadway, Manny, right?
I actually saw, so I saw Pat last weekend.
The Polar Plunge.
We did the Polar Plunge. I did New Year's Eve at Sarah Schneider's. Mm-hmm. And Pat was actually there along with Amanda with Vinny.
We see Vinny a lot.
Yeah.
Josh Rubin did our show not too unrecently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got dinner and drinks with Dan. It was probably a year ago.
So who do we see the least?
The least?
Ricky?
Would you consider Ricky part of the College Humor crew? He was more of our boss.
Yeah, but
he's a friend.
The world, yeah.
I got his Christmas card this year.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too.
I, like, hear from Ricky sometimes.
Yeah.
I got dinner with Jeff Rubin last year also.
Last year. What was that dinner? Thai, sushi?
He cooked.
Wow.
He cooked, I believe it was gnocchi.
With a tomato soup?
Yeah, with tomato soup.
That's where Joel got the inspo.
I saw Kevin Corrigan, actually, when I was in Denver for the NADPOD show.
Oh, he came to that?
Yeah.
Wow. How's he doing?
Great. Climbing a lot, writes for, I believe, like Climbing Magazine.
Holy shit. Yeah. Do you ever see Murph?
Yeah, I see Murph several times a week.
Hannah Bella asks, when are you coming back to Ireland?
Peter. Oh, Peter.
We're not allowed back.
Yes.
I got a DUI in Glasgow.
I went to Copperface Jack's and I never returned.
Have you seen The Banshees of Inisherin?
I actually watched it 2 days ago.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was weird. I basically liked it all the way until the end.
The way end, or like towards the end when he starts doing stuff that you didn't
basically the very, very end. I was like, it ended. I was like, it's just going to end like that?
Yeah.
I felt like there are spoilers for Banshees of Inisherin. Have you seen it, Casey?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, it felt like there wasn't a resolution at all, which I guess is like the point. But right. I have kind of a basic movie taste where I want to feel complete and happy at the end of the movie.
Right, the end of the story.
Yeah.
And they lived happily ever after.
That's what I want.
This was not that kind of movie.
No, it kind of just like, it just ended. Uh-huh. It just ended.
I actually don't fully remember how it ended. Does he leave or something? He leaves?
Do you want me to?
I saw
okay,
it.
Spoiler, full yeah. spoiler for Banshees of Inisherin.
He leaves the up. Island, right?
No, he, his sister he goes, yeah, his sister leaves the island. Uh-huh. That other dude cuts all of his fingers off.
Of course.
Other dude's donkey dies.
Yeah. Oh,
he
yeah,
burns
that
down
sad.
That guy's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they are standing on the beach, uh-huh. and the guy
oh,
basically
right.
is like, I'm sorry, and he says,
he
well,
himself.
This isn't over.
Right. Didn't he kill himself, the guy?
No.
There was no suicide?
No suicide. You kind of think that he did, and then it turns out that he didn't. But it's supposed to be a metaphor for the Irish Civil War, which is just like these two sides are fighting. They used to not be enemies. Now they are.
Right.
And it's kind of like no good can come of it.
Yeah.
And that's... sad, and that's how the movie ended.
Right.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell gave such a hell of a performance in that. I felt for him so much. You felt so bad for him. He's just such a sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a simpleton.
Yeah.
I read a tweet that was funny that was like, somebody didn't realize it was a period piece. They just assumed Irish people live like that.
That was... me also. Yeah, it was like
is this 1912 or a really small town?
Yeah, was in and I was in not Ireland, but I was in Scotland recently in like the West Highlands, and it does look like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like the their buildings have been around forever.
Yeah,
and
that would be a funny
twist
if at
parts.
The end someone just takes out an iPhone.
Yeah,
yeah, I know it's modern day. We just like to not live with any electricity.
Jill and I were trying to figure out they do it in the first act where they show the calendar.
Oh, and it's like
1923.
Yeah, so coming back to Ireland.
I thought that like our shows in Ireland the first time we went were in Dublin where we were performing in the tents with Ben.
Yeah, the
those were some
shows.
Of our best shows ever. I had such a good time. I would happily do that again if we could get invited back to that festival.
Yeah, hopefully they're still doing it and they can invite us back.
Yeah, it's JFL.
Oh, even better.
I believe
it was JFL,
JFL
Ireland?
Is that possible?
Is that doable? Or was it like an Ireland comedy fest?
Maybe it was the Dublin Comedy Fest. I don't Sorry. Know. It was a comedy festival. For some reason, I thought it was JFL. And I guess
everything is JFL to you.
It seems unlikely. But anyway, yeah, I would love to go back.
All right, let's take a break, come back, answer some more cues. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we've returned.
Yo.
Nalamar asks, what did you have for lunch? What did you have for lunch?
It is 1 o'clock and we have not had lunch yet.
Okay, what are you thinking for lunch?
I would love to get some kind of salad.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to eat something healthy. It's early in the new year. I'm still on my diet.
Got it. This is kind of like the Monday of the new year where it's like I had a raunchy holiday, aka Sunday.
Yeah.
Now let me try to get back into better shape by eating a salad.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
What did you eat for lunch yesterday?
Yesterday, I was upgraded on my flight out here. So I had an impossible cheesesteak in the Delta One cabin.
Holy smokes. That's imagine right. that. Yeah. Impossible cheesesteak.
Back on my health shit.
Insane. Fries?
No.
You rarely see fries on an airplane.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't think they could deep fry in the sky.
No, they'd have to bake them somehow. But it was more of a side salad situation.
That's good.
It honestly wasn't that tasty.
Really?
If I can be fair.
But... Are you into the fake meat stuff usually or not really?
Yeah. I think it tastes great. Yeah. I like it a lot.
I hear it's like not that great for you, but it's still delicious.
Yeah. I definitely thought that I was being healthier when I had it, but it's kind of just like nice to not kill an animal for every single meal.
Yeah.
I think they're delicious.
Speaking of not killing an animal.
Yeah.
Carl Lewis asks, do you guys believe in a higher power or a being or entity exists beyond our comprehension?
I actually had a conversation about this with my Lyft driver yesterday.
Oh.
We had, I have to say, quite a moving discussion.
Really? A Discord?
I got his number at the end.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He found out, I mean, I was talking to him, we were talking about like how there's no parking anymore in New York and how construction projects take a long time.
Okay.
But then, you know, we're in the
That's
car
step
for like four,
one.
Yeah, step yeah. one, we're getting comfortable with each other.
Uh-huh.
Then he's talking to me, he has asking what I do. I tell him that.
An older gentleman? Or?
Yeah, he's like probably 50, 60.
Okay.
From Ecuador.
Okay.
And like moved here when he was 12.
Yeah.
So I tell him about what I do, that I run a podcast network. He's asking me about the shows. I tell him that I have an advice show.
Okay.
And then he starts like, he's like, well, what kind of advice do you give? And I was like, it's usually relationship advice. And then he starts kind of like telling me about his last relationship that is over.
Mm-hmm.
And I a little bit fit, like asking for advice or like if he did the right thing or whatever.
Wow.
And then he starts talking to me about a new person that he's seeing.
Okay.
And we like get really deep on just like relationships. He's like, what do you think are the most important things, like the bedrock of a relationship? And I was like, respect and communication. I was talking about like, yeah, it was just like a very, very deep conversation.
So how did it get to God?
At the very end, I think just based on like, kind of like this like spiritual discussion that we were having, he asked if I believed in God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told him I didn't, I could tell that he was disappointed. Yeah.
No.
Like he wanted me to say that that Jesus was my savior.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, he's not. It's like I grew up Jewish and Christian. It's like, oh my God, how? That's wild. They're such different religions. And I was like, yeah, and I don't believe in God.
Right. And he's like, that's why.
He's like, well, and when something goes wrong, who do you pray to? What do you say? And I was like, I guess God. I do often pray for some kind of deliverance from something I don't believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask for the universe to revert to good for me.
Right.
But like, yeah, don't believe in a higher power. Anyway, you don't, I already know you don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
What do you believe in anything? If something's going really wrong.
Yeah.
Are you praying for anything? Are you just hoping? What do you feel?
I can hope.
Yeah.
I can hope and send good thoughts for sure.
Say Luke is when your dog was sick.
Yeah.
Your dog's
my lowest point.
Yeah. Getting checked up in the vet.
Yeah.
Are you like, well, I hope everything's fine. Or are you like, please God, let Luke be healthy?
I don't think I'm saying please God, but I am saying please let Luke be healthy.
Yeah.
Like I really hope he's okay.
Right. And you're not directing that towards anybody that can actually deliver that.
Yeah, because I think that if God were real, he'd be too busy with much more important shit.
It'd be amazing if he wasn't.
Yeah. So he's handling the Ukraine tragedy and also my
elder. No, he's actually not doing that. He's just doing Luke.
Good news. It was just a cough as a building explodes in the Ukraine. Yeah. Oh, shit. I should have had my eyes on that.
Oh, man.
The blood's on my hands, evidently.
Exactly.
But it is interesting that more people are like your Uber driver. I know we've talked about that before, that like,
yeah,
it's not like a fringe radical belief that like there's this spiritual being that is controlling things.
Right.
That's like the majority of people.
Yeah. And it's weird, too, because like I kind of believe in some higher power's ability to make things happen or not for me.
An inexplainable
force. And I am often like praying for, I don't say like, dear God, please let this happen, but I will like direct any of my hopes and fears at some higher power.
Yeah.
But I also, when I die, I think everything just goes off. So
heaven. Yeah. You don't take it one step further.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that makes me. I guess spiritual.
That's cool. Yeah, so he says an entity that exists beyond our comprehension. You believe.
Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I actually think not, but I think my comprehension is so low that limited. I think it does. Yeah.
There's even some science shit that I don't understand.
Yeah, believe it or
that
not.
That is explainable and viewable and quantifiable.
Yeah.
Do you have a less heavy question than that?
Sure.
How often do you guys fart?
Do you have any memories of working with Eric Beck, indie mogul, as Corned Beef Hatch?
Eric Beck. Yeah, he did the special effects for the zombie sketch we wrote.
Indie mogul, that is...
That's Justin Johnson and Eric Beck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick. Good guys. They're still making stuff.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We actually watched on Patreon over Halloween, the one where you're a zombie and you bite my shoulder off.
Yeah, and they did the special effects
of that. It's pretty fucked up, yeah.
So we have good memories.
Mm-hmm.
And wish them the best.
What's your favorite part of running HeadGum, and what is your least favorite part? Asks Nettie Pretz.
Asks Marty. Oh my God. Is this a fucking end of the year eval?
This is a review.
Hardest part
Jesus.
Is, I guess, making like business decisions that affect people's real lives. Like, you just want to be a nice guy and hire everybody and give everybody raises, but that's not like actually possible,
right?
In, yeah, like, you know, running a business.
Anything cash based is not that fun,
right?
Unless we like have a lot of it, and that's fun.
Yeah, unless we get an infinite amount of cash,
yeah,
and then everybody gets as much money.
And those are the highs and lows. Like when we raise the money. That was a high. Mm-hmm. You get millions of dollars that hit the business account, and you get to like grow the business and hire people.
Right.
And then the low is when you're in the middle of that and you're trying to protect the investment.
That's right.
And that's when you have to make the decisions.
Yeah.
So high is getting cash.
Low is
losing and maintaining cash.
Yeah. Spending the cash in an efficient way.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But I guess our job is more creative than deciding what to do with the cash.
Yeah. There were times when I was building out the New York studio just because a lot of the operations people are here.
Yeah.
That like out in New York, there were times over the summer that I felt like my job was not very creative because it was just like these deliveries are happening now.
You had to be like an office manager.
Yeah. And I mean, Marika did the brunt of it, but both of us just had to like
build desks,
be around. Yeah. I definitely built some desks again this year.
Live shows also a highlight, hanging out with everybody from both coasts in one place.
Major.
Major key alert.
That was awesome.
Any tips, asks Rakan Souflan.
Any tips?
To have a better smile. What's your smile style? Interesting. Here's this for a tip. I used to smile with just top teeth only.
Ew,
not a great
bad.
Smile.
No. Yeah. That's also pretty bad.
But better than just the top.
The trick is to make yourself
go full
laugh.
Teeth.
I like to laugh. Yeah. If you're about to take a photo and someone says smile and you try to smile, it's not good. They say smile, you go, ha.
Yeah, that's good.
And then you freeze on the laugh.
Yeah. Mostly top teeth, a little bottom. That's like the Magic Johnson $1 million smile.
Mm-hmm. I'm also down. I like a tight lip smile every once in a while.
Oh, the.
Because now that I have a beard, I think that sometimes if the beard is too long, teeth and beard look like a little mangle.
Mm, yeah.
So.
The old. So no teeth or all teeth?
Yeah.
Not the in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see here. Why won't you Herbs have the Twinnovation crew on the pod? Asks F Baglet 28.
That's a fair question. I think it's hard to wrangle three people. Usually when you and I are recording,
yeah,
it's not like we're not professional enough that we have a standing recording time.
Right.
That we meet.
Even a standing recording place.
Yeah. If in a dream world, it's like every Tuesday, I'm in the New York office at noon. You're here at 9.
Yeah.
We record 2 episodes of our podcast.
Yeah.
And we're always a few weeks ahead. But that's just not how it actually is.
We're all over the place.
Yeah. Sometimes we're like slacking our producers, like, oh, you need to record something today. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Friday.
Right.
John has to edit over the weekend.
Yeah.
So that's why it's hard to have guests because we can barely plan ahead.
That's a good New Year's resolution for us. I don't know if anybody asked that, but getting more organized in our output.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, let's take another break. Answer some more questions after these messages.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yep.
You got another question for us?
Will there be more Jake and Amir? Asks Carter Waite.
There will be. We're recording them this month.
This month.
We still need to write them.
Yes, maybe this weekend would be a good time.
Write them this weekend, shoot them at the end of January, and then release them slowly over February and March.
Yeah, so we're going
to
write.
One of them should be a March Madness ep.
That's true. Our goal is to write 6.
Okay.
And shoot 6.
That I didn't actually know that. That's shit.
Okay.
I think one should be about Musk owning Twitter.
Right.
And I'm sort of into the idea.
I had just a random, like, comedy position for you to take in my head, which was, and I think we did it as a bit, maybe like when Marty and Cohen were like negotiating something for us. And I think we kept on saying, like, do you need us to put, like, or you forgot to put on your big boy pants today. You want daddy to step in.
Yeah.
This is so a like, man's job.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So maybe you're on the phone with a plumber.
Right.
And I'm saying, do you want daddy to step
you
in?
You like trying to put me down.
Yeah. So I take the phone from you and I ruin something like, you're welcome. It's like, is he coming to fix the thing? He's like, I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I needed him to.
Let daddy drive.
Yeah.
That's the energy that I like.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. So more of those coming for sure.
Indeed.
Here's another question.
Go ahead.
I hope it's okay that I read them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you want me to read one.
Yeah.
And I'd obviously like have one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So.
And here it comes.
Here we
Five,
go.
Four,
four
three,
three,
two,
one. What make that pussy pop? Ah, shit. I have to pre-screen them. So like, when you put me on the spot like
I feel like you zeroed in on that one.
God damn it.
How do you get a woman off? I'm actually curious. Why don't we answer that?
Actually,
how do you get someone off? Let's say it's not Avital, someone you don't know. What's
step zero?
Yeah, what's your go-to?
Take me through the process.
What would you do?
I would smile.
Yeah. Are you trying some type of clitoral stimulation?
Are you spelling the alphabet with your tongue, yeah. American Pie style? What's the current status of Fate on Shuffle, says Wames Jorner?
How
many songs have there been?
I told you about the fact that we're writing a Christmas song, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So me and Gareth, we're trying to get a holiday song out, mm-hmm. a Christmas song.
It is mid-January. How's that going?
Well, I got him the lyrics kind of late in December.
Yeah. Too late in the game.
And then we were like, it's actually really funny if we release this Christmas song
in March.
In the spring.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's March, but I already know that Christmas is going to be sad because I'm lonely.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe. So, yeah, the current status is that we're working on our Christmas song to come out in the spring.
Got it.
Yeah.
Actually, we did get a what are your New Year's resolutions question from...
Oh, nice.
So we sort of already responded to that.
I kind of came up with mine this morning.
Oh, what is it?
I want to cook more.
Oh, yeah. You had that thing for a little bit.
Yeah. The thing is, I think I
Katrina is who asked that question.
Okay, Katrina. So I went too hard on the cooking back when I first started. I was doing the
full meals.
On Wednesday, I would spin the globe on Monday, I think, uh-huh. and then on Wednesday night, I would cook wherever it landed. So I'm cooking like traditional Mongolian cuisine.
Right.
And it was really fun, and I think it was a good jump start for me to understanding some like basics of cooking.
Right.
But it was very hard to sustain because I was like,
it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
To do like an entire Burmese dinner.
Yeah. Once a week. Yeah. And then I think I got burnt out and now I like help with cooking, but I don't really own any meals. Like if we're cooking something like, oh, I'll do the protein, I'll grill it, or I'll like put something in the oven.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to I'd like to cook for myself more.
Oh, interesting.
Like, even if Jill's not around or something, just like make myself breakfast and make myself lunch. But I'm a scrounger throughout the day, then I help with dinner.
Right.
But I'd like to take a little more ownership.
Yeah, usually when I'm dealing with dinner just by myself, I'm like, this is my time to fucking get a cheeseburger or ramen or something that I normally wouldn't get
right.
for two.
Exactly. And that's what I usually do too.
Wait,
what's your resolution?
The getting organized sounds good to me.
Okay. You just take that one. All right, great.
Yeah, take that one and run. It's always to use my phone less, and I never do it.
Yeah.
Rainy Nights in Soho asks, ginger beer, yay or nay?
I guess I used to like a Moscow Mule. I wouldn't necessarily want one now.
Ginger beer?
But that's ginger beer is an ingredient, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm saying that
too. I wouldn't want just like a loose ginger beer.
What's the difference between ginger beer and ginger ale?
I guess ginger beer is alcoholic.
It's not.
Huh?
I believe it's not.
Is it not even a little?
I believe no.
Wow.
Casey, can we confirm or deny?
I'm pretty sure it's non-alcoholic, and ginger beer is like spicier. Mm. Ginger ale is like...
Is it thicker?
It's like
it feels
kids.
A little... It's a little more syrupy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that what it is, like more sugar. But yeah, I found that out recently too. It's like ginger beer. Because like I was looking for ginger ale for something, and it was like, yeah, ginger beer is just the same thing, more or less.
Seems like it isn't, but
yeah,
I'm not really a fan of either.
You don't like ginger ale? I used to only drink ginger ale on flights.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, I could just have this whenever I want.
And do you?
Yeah, sometimes we get it for the house. It's good for nausea.
Oh, yeah.
Good for nausea.
Yeah, I used to get it on flights, I think because you did.
It's a great, I'm on a flight drink.
Yeah, but no, I don't do it.
How imminent is Twitter's death, asks Mamp Bellic. Hmm. We don't know.
And I also think who cares?
I've been using Twitter more and more that Musk is in charge now, because now there's like that whole story plus all the sports and politics that I follow. It's like ramping up for me.
It's so,
he's winning.
It's so uninteresting to me that he owns or runs Twitter. Like, who cares?
I don't know. He does a lot of crazy shit. Like,
yeah,
he like opens
what?
The floodgates to anybody can be verified. It's like, oh, that's a weird ass thing that he did. And now we have to deal with the repercussions because he actually gets that done. That's kind of crazy.
I guess. It's just like, it just doesn't matter at all.
Right. He fired like 75% of people and people are like, it's going to, if the site crashes, it won't ever come up. So far, it hasn't crashed yet, or it's fine? I don't know. I'm confused about what's going on entirely.
Weird. Whatever.
Jenny KC asks, what's your best cold remedy? You're getting sick.
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
I don't know. I'm miserable when I have a cold, though.
What do you mean?
I go through all the stages of depression. Denial. In the beginning,
it's allergies.
This isn't a cold. Yeah. It's just like a tickle in my nose. Yeah, I don't have a cold. Uh-huh. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Or like maybe this is it might be like a small cold.
Yeah.
I bet it's
going to
be
gone
tomorrow. Yeah. And then what's the next one? Bargaining?
Yeah. Acceptance.
Give me anything but this cold. Uh-huh. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Then I'm pissed.
Yeah. How did this happen to me? Why?
Right. Who got me sick?
Yeah.
Who the fuck got me sick?
I'm mad at them.
I think my remedies are usually, I just throw literally everything at it. Drink a lot of fluids, drink tea, take DayQuil, take NyQuil.
Oh, you like the drugs of it all.
Give me medicine. Give me every single homeopathic recipe.
Wow.
Anything for any amount of relief.
Yeah.
That's me.
I like.
And rest.
I feel like sleep is the number one thing. Like your body can only fight it when it's like powered off or like in sleep mode. So like I try to sleep as much as possible, nap as much as possible, rest as much as possible.
I truly look forward to going to bed every single night because I'm thinking I'll wake up the next day and it will be gone.
When you're sick.
Yeah. And it's always a little bit longer than you want it to be.
And now it might be COVID where like you literally have like a test that'll say if it's still in you or not.
And last time I had a cold, it was COVID.
Yeah. Sorry about that again.
Yeah, definitely your fault for sure.
Who's your favorite character to play on GoldenEye 64 multiplayer?
Who was the guy that wore the Hawaiian shirt?
Ooh.
I don't remember. Guy.
Hawaiian shirt in GoldenEye?
Yeah.
I know they're bringing it back for the Switch. I wonder if that's what he's referring to.
You and I should definitely play.
Yeah, I agree about that for sure.
I used to, cool I mean, ass. If I wasn't Bond, I like to play the Hawaiian shirt guy.
Hawaiian shirt guy. There was Odd Job who was sort of short and that was annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Did not like playing Odd Job. And I hated when other people played Odd Job.
One of the first, I searched characters in GoldenEye and the caption is, the headline is, Odd Job in GoldenEye is cheating and we all know it.
Yeah.
He's basically too short.
You so can't you, shoot him.
You
it's
can't
hard
shoot
to shoot.
You got to like adjust.
Because in GoldenEye, you have to aim down and it's a game of seconds.
Yes,
As soon as someone starts shooting you, you're fucked. Especially if they have the RPG gun.
Oh, yeah, that, like, RCP-07 or whatever the fuck.
I also thought it was RPG.
Alec Trevelyan.
Oh, yeah, I think that's it.
just the first one. Yeah. Baron Samedi. these all sound familiar.
Can I see their pictures? Do they have pictures?
Let's see. It sort of, but, like, it looks like some of them are just characters from the movie, so it's hard to say which one. I mean, these are just... really take you back.
Wow.
N64.
I definitely like thought these graphics were good.
Yeah, they're all so
oh, there we go. That's what
blocky.
I want. No, one more. Other way. Yeah.
Black and white dossier photos.
It has all of them. All right, wait. I'm going to pull it up.
Valentin, Jaws, Baron Samedi. It looks like none of them have
Jaws
a Hawaiian
cool.
shirt.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully it comes to the Nintendo Switch. Best comedy clubs in New York or LA, writes Burke Millie. I'm not that familiar with comedy clubs. I like Flappers in Burbank. Shout out to Flappers in Burbank.
Sorry?
Do you go to comedy shows in New York? Do you know?
No, but my brother-in-law, Dan Licata, hosts a show at the Bell House. So that's one I go to a bunch.
Nice.
My sister performs there too.
All right, a few last ones. Shank Nanigans asks, Jake loves Blink, but what are his thoughts on other bands? Like, there are other bands like Boxcar Racer, Plus 44, AVA, and Transplants.
So I loved Boxcar Racer.
Uh-huh.
Was not a huge fan. I basically like Tom, so Boxcar is great. Angels and Airwaves I actually like a lot.
Which is who?
That's Tom. Mm. Plus 44, I believe, is Mark and Travis's project. And I don't even know the other ones. But Angels and Airwaves, I love.
As much as Blink?
They're different. Because I think Angels and Airwaves, it's almost like I can like listen to an entire Angels and Airwaves soundtrack and not really know the difference of any of the songs.
Right.
It's just like a, it's a mood.
It's a vibe.
It is a vibe. I used to listen to it and I would like take the train home from New York. I listen to it sometimes when I go on a run.
All right, two last questions.
Yeah.
Power Squeam asks, what's the max number of kissless hangouts with a new lady before accepting? It's just platonic.
Max? I don't think there's a max number.
I mean, 100, it's probably not a romantic thing. 50, 20,
more,
10,
more
5?
More charged. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, if it's a new person and you hang out, I don't know. It all...
Five. I'll say five.
It all depends.
It's got to be five. It's got to be a kiss within the first five.
I think it's three.
Three. Yeah. Somewhere between three and five. And then one last question.
To rule them all.
Ringmaster JoJo asks, which one of you is going to, spoiler alert, die first?
Great question. I think if one of us is going to die young, it'll be me.
But if we both make it to 70,
if one of us is dying of old age, it'll be you.
Interesting. So it's still sort of a crapshoot.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I'm older.
Not by much.
Not by much. But average-wise, I'll die first.
Uh-huh.
But you do more, you know, biking, that's dangerous.
Right.
Flying, mm-hmm. dangerous. Yeah. Driving, a lot of high-danger activity.
Right.
You also have childhood obesity. Is that
late
safe to say?
Onset.
You have type 4 through 7 diabetes.
Yeah.
Which is a huge one.
Hepatitis D.
Which is all of the above, which is so fucked up. And that heel issue, which I assume will spread to your heart.
I'm actually, the feet are fine.
Fully healed?
Fully healed.
The heels are fully healed?
Yeah.
Wow. So what's your new thing? I have a sort of sore lower back from tennis and stuff.
Interesting. Yeah. My shoulders feel tight.
Always? Is that a forever thing?
I don't know. I think I could like do more stretching. When I stretch a lot, I feel pretty good. And then sometimes I just don't stretch and my hip flexors get tight and my shoulders
get tight. Yeah.
So that's kind of it. Got to manage that.
Yeah.
I've also been like every once in a while, like right now I have like a tiny bit of neck pain when I turn to the left too far.
Interesting.
And that's really annoying cuz like I've also had it where I can only turn that far.
That's not enough.
And that's awful.
Yeah.
So I'm always like nervous if it's coming back.
What about your wrist thing, the tendonitis?
Oh yeah, that's better too.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have this thing in my exercises. Left thumb. Like I can crack my knuckle in my right thumb. My left thumb, I like feel like it's sore.
Hmm.
But like always.
Interesting.
It's almost like whatever's going on here is just a forever bruise.
Yeah, that's just your thumb now.
That's forever, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your new thumb.
Yes, exactly. My new thumb. Have you met my new thumb?
Yeah. There are some things. It's basically if you can't kick it in 3 months, that's
forever.
That's your new. That's new you.
Yes, exactly. It's part of you forever.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have that to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it. We got a lot of questions. We answered a lot of questions.
Sure.
We did our best.
We did.
Or should I say, we did our breast.
You should say best.
For more of us, you can check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're watching Jake and Amir videos.
That's right.
Memory lane style, going down, recanting old tales of wives, actually.
Yeah. And your.
And if you have your own questions that you want us to answer on a more normal-ish advice-based episode, like Jake's Ecuadorian Uber driver.
Lyft
driver.
Excuse me.
You can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
That's right.
That theme song. Do you remember who wrote it? It was Steady Eddie.
It was like strong C strong,
yeah.
C steady,
C hard, and Speddy Eds.
Nice.
Colton Hardy. How dope is that? Hope you like the song. We do like the song. Thank you, Colton. Thanks to you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week. Ciao.
Bye.
If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir. If I were you, I'd write Jake and Amir.
Save your questions here. It's Jake and Amir. Make your problems disappear. If you got a problem, then solve it. Check out this hook while the two Jews resolve it.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And
why
don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.